Hi, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast, season 4, episode 15.
So close.
Good episode.
It was.
It was a good, solid episode. We enjoyed ourselves. But yeah, I have nothing else to say. We could just get right into this shit. So check us out on the A&M Podcast Network. We have this podcast. We have our Summer House podcast called Summer is Fun. And we have One Season Wonders, the show where Meredith and I watch a show that only had one season and talk about why. Also, please be sure to rate, review, subscribe. Join our Facebook group. It's the same name as the podcast. Meredith has done a great job of trying to get people involved. And no one's been responding to her, me included, but like... We talk anyway. Meredith doesn't want to hear my thoughts.
I've started to stop sending just my links to Alicia, and I'm going to put them in the group instead.
Yeah. So then, like, we've also, people have asked, like, oh, what about a Summer House Facebook group? No, because no one posts any shit.
Yeah. So
Meredith has tried twice.
That's okay. I'm going to keep doing it because, like, who knows? People read it. I'm just here to share the wealth of knowledge.
I actually read it without realizing it's the first time I didn't realize it was Meredith. And so I responded and I was like, oh, she doesn't care about my thoughts.
I do care. I care about everyone's thoughts. So well, whether you DM us on Instagram or put it in the Facebook group or just shout it from the rooftop, you can... do whatever mode. I probably won't hear it if you shout it from the rooftop, but I'll respond to the other two.
I will hear it if you shout it from a rooftop. So just to be clear. Also join our, or follow us on Instagram at Vanderpasta. That's where the party is. We should honestly, people should start commenting in the posts if you really want to make some comments, like put it in there if you want to talk with people. And then join our Patreon, patreon.com/Vanderpasta. This is also a place to communicate with other people. It has happened occasionally and I hope it'll happen again. Okay, but let me tell you what you can get on Patreon for... $1 a month. You get access to our pre-shows where Meredith and I just catch up. Sometimes they're an hour long. Sometimes they're 10 minutes long. We can't tell you. But either way,
quality content.
Waste your time if you want with those. Also, you get access to any episodes we record early, including this one. Don't know when this will come out, but it's not coming out today or anytime soon.
Well, it is out today for everyone out, like
on Patreon.
Well, every time somebody listens to it, it's out to them.
I hate doing that. It's not out the day we're recording this or anytime around that
Alicia,
day.
I'm such a timeline person and you are such not a timeline person and I love it.
Meredith, you're such a bitch. You can call me out about this shit. I'm just kidding.
It's my favorite part about the Vanderpump rewatch is Alicia struggling with what day it is in today's day and future day.
I don't know what day it is. Okay. And then for $2 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned. Plus you get access to our after shows, which is where we talk about, Bravo spoilers or news that we don't want to put on this podcast because then that'd be spoilers.
Which I still have things. Okay, cool. I'm excited about this one.
I'm excited. And then, also, we'll say your name on the podcast. So thank you to Ashley, Chris, Danae, Dustin, Jackie, Kimberly, Cameron, Tiffany, Tracy, Gina, Jennifer, Kelsey, Mariah, Sarah A, Sarah M, and Basic Bitch Juice.
Yeah.
That's it. There's no name. There's no name, but Basic Bitch Juice.
Basic so Bitch Juice. Out. Can you send us your name? Not that I don't love.
No, I want to say Basic name. Bitch Juice. I like to swear.
Maybe instead of our mix it up segment, which we like never do anymore, we should just call it Basic Bitch Juice.
Oh my God. I'm going to do it. I'm going to be like, Meredith, you got your bait. What's your basic bit? Because we always do have a drink, whether it's alcoholic or not.
Yeah. Today mine's water.
Your basic bitch juice is water.
In a Budweiser Tervis.
Oh my God. Like keeping up or what is it? The Bush.
Bush family brewed.
I almost said keeping up with the bushes. Kill me. My basic bitch juice is also water. This is exciting. I like this new segment. You've inspired me. Also, basic bitch juice is from Canada. So shout out.
Yes.
And then for $5 a month, you get access to everything I just mentioned, Plus, for live shows, you get to give us your thoughts. So we did this for Summer House in the last season of Vanderpump. I'm sure there will be another season of Summer House that you can do this with. No, I don't know if there'll be another season of Vanderpump Rules, but probably. DVD. I don't know.
You can always give us your thoughts. We will just read them live episode for live shows.
And maybe when we do One Season Wonders, we'll post that up there too and be like, who's watching along with us?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Because we did say that
we
would have already watched this by the time this goes live, but we're doing Lindsay Lohan and what's the other one? Princess of Malibu. So I think Lindsay Lohan we won't have watched yet. So if people have thoughts on that, they can give it.
Wow. I'm excited. Those are fun. I'm super excited to do One Season Wonders. Me anyway, too. Not that I'm not excited for this show. It just never ends. And then also we will pick a patron of the episode. So this episode, I'm going to pick Kimberly. I haven't mentioned Kimberly in a while and she's been nothing but fantastic in supporting us.
Love.
So shout out Kimberly. What Love. Up?
Shout out.
Okay, now we can get into the episode. Okay. Previously on Vanderpump Rules, Stassi went to go see Lisa and she apologized, but Lisa's still pissed. Stassi moved in with Kristen because she has nowhere else to go. Stassi also texted Katie, but Katie doesn't want anything to do with her. And Schwartz is kind of happy about that. Katie has this blog called Pucker and Pout. Lala won't hook up with James and he's very upset about it. Jax was arrested for stealing sunglasses and he's suspended from work. So all in all, a lot's been happening. That's kind of high level.
Oh yeah.
And so we start out at Kristen's apartment. Stassi's living here. Christina comes over to visit. And Christina, who we all know hates Kristen so much, is like, how's this little thing going for you?
The fuck are you doing here? How's this going?
Is this fine? Yeah. And Stassi's like, this is great because Kristen cleans up.
When she's drunk.
Yeah, she's never here. And all she wants to do is have a good time.
So which like, honestly, like,
that sounds dream. Like a time.
Single Kristen, like, as a friend, does not seem like a bad one.
unless you have a boyfriend. If you're single.
No, but she was in a relationship when that happened. Like, Kristen's unhappy in relationships. Kristen thrives being single.
I think if you're both single, Kristen's a really fun friend.
Like, it's working for Stassi.
It is. So Stassi tells Christina asks about how the chat went with Lisa. So Stassi tells her that she had to swallow her pride while Lisa shit on her. And she said she took the high road and never wants to take that high road again, which I was like, you like kind of just cried and like, were upset.
I know. Like, she like played the victim hardcore.
She's like, I'm the one with no friends. And Lisa's like, well, that you did.
You
yourself.
Did that to yourself.
So then Christina let Stassi know she talked to Katie. Katie still isn't very happy, doesn't want to talk to Stassi. And Stassi immediately is like, it's not like I killed anyone. All these people, they're worse people than me.
And like later in the episode, she does say like,
is it again?
Why is everybody else getting forgiven? And I don't think Stassi realizes you have to apologize to be forgiven.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, also,
Stassi just wants to be forgiven and just like let bygones be bygones without any words exchanged.
Also, Stassi's not like the queen of forgiveness, right? She had a whole crucifixion for Kristen Doty.
Oh my God, yeah.
So like, why are people going to forgive her if she's not known for her forgiveness?
Yeah, also, we're going to hold you to your own standards.
Right? If you get in a big fight with all your friends and then you tell them to fuck off and you leave and then you come back months later and then you're like, hey, what's up? Your friends have fully moved on. They don't give a fuck.
Exactly.
Want to know why Kristen and Jax get forgiven? Because they never leave you alone to the point that you're like, immediately fuck it.
After their mess up, they're like on you.
Fine. Okay. But yeah, I did write down what Stassi said though. There are people that are out there that are worse than her. Like people putting blades and candy on Halloween or running sprinklers in the drought or stealing sunglasses. Which, like, fine, but we don't know these people. We don't love them. We don't have to forgive them.
Like, there's no name to there's no, like, face to all those problems except for Jax.
You know, Mr. George putting the blades in Halloween candy?
Like, we're not friends with him
anyway. We probably didn't forgive him either.
Yeah. We were never friends with Mr. George, who loves to put blades in candy.
We don't care. So Kristen thinks Stas, or not Kristen, Christina.
Too many K's.
Yeah, and Kristen and Christina are basically like the same name, and they're both with K's, and they hate.
And then you get Katie thrown in there too, which is too much.
Nightmares. But Christina thinks Stassi should reach out to people close to Katie, so then you like slowly kill the barrier, and then Katie has to like you.
Yes, because every person in Katie's life, if they met with Stassi, would tell Katie how it went. And here's the thing, it can only get better.
Yeah.
Like maybe it'll stay the same if everybody still hates you, but if you can't even get like Katie's friends on your side, you're never going to get Katie.
Agreed. So speaking of Katie, we go to Tom and Katie's apartment. Katie's chilling. Sheena's here. Katie's making a list. She's doing a party for Pucker and Pout. It's time for her launch party. We're so excited. Sheena's pumped. She's going to support her freaking best friend in the world.
Oh my God.
As of 3 months ago. I just like, love how hard
I'm so
Sheena
excited
falls.
To like plan these parties and like do the engagement party. Like I'm all in on my bestie. And I'm like, what happened to Ariana? Like,
also remember when Sheena and Katie hated each other? It's just so fun.
Yeah.
To see how like crazy things
what was that
change.
Season two, like Tequila Katie.
Wasn't it like season three before she went to Miami? Oh, yes. Like it was,
I kind of forget about that because like the way it ends is they're friends.
Very weird. Okay. So Tom and Tom are here. Katie's still talking about how she wants to involve brands and influencers and everyone thinks it's a great idea. And Katie did invite Kristen, but she also invited Rachel. So Kristen should have the wherewithal to know not to invite Stassi to come.
But I do love the plan of like, give Kristen a friend, Rachel, who is reliable, and Rachel will be a good influence on Kristen. I don't think we've met Rachel in the show.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe she's like
Rachel.
If anything,
she's a side friend. Yeah, we love Rachel, but
didn't we she's a normal person.
She's a comedian, right? Yeah,
is she
a comedian?
Okay,
I think so. But she's great. We don't mind Rachel. She's kind of like a background character. But this way, Kristen doesn't have to show up alone.
Yes,
and she'll have a girlfriend.
Yes,
that likes her. So it's perfect. I love how Sandoval though is like, you think Kristen would have that wherewithal? And I'm like, yeah, you think.
Yeah, like to not bring Stassi. It's like, especially with them living together. Like, I don't know if they know that Stassi and Kristen are living together.
Well, you know, it'd be Kristen being like, I feel bad for you, Stassi. Why don't you just come?
Oh God.
But here's Rachel. Like, I don't have enough room in my convertible, girl.
Well, and I think Stassi has more sense to know not to just spring herself on this type of event.
Maybe. Anyway, Katie's really happy without Stassi. And Schwartz knows this too. Schwartz notices Katie is the best version of herself. Stassi coming around, she probably only wants something. And last time Stassi was around, she absolutely devastated Katie. Mm. So there's no way Schwartz is going to let this happen without a fight. No.
And Sheena knows that like Stassi will crash one of two events, this party or the engagement. And Sheena will do everything to make sure that doesn't happen.
And I think she loses her best
friend. It's not for Katie's safety. Nope. It's for Sheena's friendship safety.
Yep. Yep. Because then she might actually have to spend time with her husband. And who the fuck wants to do that?
Or repair her friendship with,
sober.
Or repair her friendship with Ariana.
Oh, nightmare. She's got this best friend, Katie. She doesn't need anyone else. Nope. Fuck off, Stassi. Sheena has a friend. So now we go to Max's dentist's office.
This was horrific.
Max and James are late and Lisa's so mad, but Max does get a kiss, probably because Pandora's not there, but also he's injured. So Lisa feels bad for
him. And it's like, I like you more than James.
Yeah. Out of the people she could kiss, it was Max's first for once. But Lisa is the only person Max should be kissing because he's got that fucked up mouth. Ew. But guess what? James outs him to his mother and says that Max was kissing someone last night. Not Faith, someone else.
Someone new. And when he's sitting in that chair, and the worst thing is being at the dentist office and needing to talk and somebody's hands are in your mouth. And James is telling Lisa all about this girl. And Max is like, stop her.
outed him. And Max is not on the show for a reason. Like, right, Max and Pandora could have easily been on the show if they wanted to be.
Yes.
But they clearly don't want their personal life out and about.
Well, so he doesn't want his personal life in front of Mom. I don't think Max really minds being like a side character, but like,
I don't think he wants to be in the drama.
For your storyline. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's thrilled to go to Hawaii and hang out with this group.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want to be.
He doesn't want to be
Jack season one.
Yeah, he doesn't want his mom having to give comments on his life. He's got enough of that. So Max's doctor is here. We see the before pictures of Max, which is horrific. I hated it. We're going to move on. So then Max is still getting his teeth looked at. And James is talking about how Max's new girl is a little bit older because Max likes them old, but James likes them young, which just sounds creepy when he says it.
It is tough to swallow James this episode. Yeah, no, this was bad. I'm like, just shut the fuck up.
He does though. Like Kristen, who was older than him. That was his little cougar phase. And Lisa's like, stop. I hate Kristen.
Yeah.
She's like, horrible.
This is just toxic.
We get the flashback of Kristen punching James, which we all loved. But yeah, so James drunk texted Kristen last night.
Oh,
we don't know why, but basically.
Well, he was lonely.
He's been having a lot of one night stands.
We get a little bit of it. Like, I think he texted Lala first. It didn't go well with that. So he's like slowly backsliding even more.
Yeah. Yeah. So he texted Kristen. He doesn't just want to have a love one night stand. He wants a love.
He said like, a loving, kind relationship. And I was like, then why are you texting Kristen?
And then followed up with like what I had with Kristen.
No.
Don't
watch. It is all on camera.
No, it was not loving. I guess not any all part of it.
But like the bad parts are all on camera.
He should only watch his relationship with Max because that is the most loving relationship we've seen him in.
Yes.
And it's beautiful.
Lisa. I mean, Lisa loves him, but is going to be the tough mom on him.
I know. So then, yeah, James says he texted Lala too, pissed her off. So then we cut to Sir and Lala's like, hey, Sheena, what's up? Can I tell you about something? Even though we're not friends.
Can I hit my storyline beats?
The producers told me to talk to you and you have to listen. Here we go. So she tells Sheena she hates James because Lala used to date this football player, but then obviously she's in LA and I'm assuming he is not in LA. So they are doing long
distance. I mentally
put
him on the East Coast.
I put him in Salt Lake City. Isn't that where she's from?
Yeah, but like I thought he was like a professional or like, college football player.
Probably. He's playing for the Patriots. She's here in LA.
His name is Tom Brady.
It's amazing what we know about this show. No, we know nothing.
None of that is true.
None of it. But we're just going to say that she was dating this football player probably on the East Coast. Who knows? Not in California, though. But they had this like beautiful relationship. She can't seem to cut him out. He came into town. They got freaky as people do. And then you tell your coworker that you don't even like about it. Yes. Duh. Mm-hmm. So then she got a paragraph from James telling her that she's a whore and calling the football player ugly and saying that Lala gave this football player a rim job. And then she hooked up with James after. Which was like very fun.
And meanwhile, at the doctor's office, Max is reading this text out loud to Lisa and James. And poor he's like, Lisa. Not good. She's like, immediately sob. I don't need to hear anything about a rim job.
It's literally not good. No. James was definitely in the wrong.
When is James ever in the right is what I've decided.
I don't think ever.
Because he's never truly right. He's just neutral, like not doing anything terrible.
This man just cannot. So Sheena says that James needs a reality check because he doesn't know how to speak with people. Mm-hmm. He's 23. He acts like a dumb kid, but he's an adult who acts like a kid. Listen, I get it. Right. Like he is technically an adult. He's not though, right? He hasn't grown up yet.
I mean, I look back at myself at like the youngin 23 and like, I had no clue what the fuck I was doing. I wasn't this much of a mess, but you could just tell James is like insecure. And so it comes out as like anger.
He's that kid that didn't go to college. So he's finally out having fun, doing his thing. And now he's like, now I'm 23 and everyone else is behaving. I don't have to because I didn't have that moment. He's just a nightmare.
And it's like, how dare you not hook up with me? Like, your boyfriend's ugly then.
Yeah.
The insults are so lame.
Oh, I love how fast and lame he gets.
He drops F-bombs every 5 seconds in this episode. Yes,
amazing. I don't even know what he said. It's all bleeped. But James then is in the dentist's office starting to swear about how mad he is that Lala trusts people. Like, fucking Jax. Why are we fucking trusting Jax?
He's and a thief.
Even Lisa's like, stop. What is happening right now?
Yeah.
And James then gets super sassy towards Lisa because Lisa's like, I can make you a busboy again. You've been DJing. Mm-hmm. But don't think I can't demote you. And he's like, you're not going to demote me because then you're not going to get business. And Lisa's like, I'll be fine. Thanks.
Honey, I've had 26 restaurants. I think I know a thing or two about business.
And it was to the point that Max was like, dude, you have to stop. Shut the fuck up. My mom.
Yeah.
And Max never steps in because he knows what good TV is. He just doesn't want to be part of it.
Yes.
He watches like the rest of us.
Oh, God.
Okay. So then we are at Sir permanently for a little bit. Katie's here. She goes over to James and Faith, who I guess left the dentist office. and she's like, hey, you guys, I'm having a party for my blog, but neither one of you can come.
Okay. And what do you think about this? Like, about like telling people that are not invited.
I think it's nice in the sense of like, hey, if you hear it around, I'm like telling you that like, I can't have you there. I think Katie should have opened up with more of like, it's a very intimate group.
Yes, I agree. I don't think she explained it right. It looked like it was like, hey, I'm having a party and you can't come.
Yeah. Because then they're like, why can't we come? Yes. And she's just like, oh, there's just going to be like so many people there. And James is like, I don't even know if this is a thing. Like, just don't uninvite me. I do think with Jay, I think this helped with like Faith's feelings.
Yes.
But I think as far as James went, this just egged him to want to go more.
Yes. Like she honestly needed it to sound lame. Like, hey, a few of our friends and then just some industry people are going to be there so they can like,
I didn't want you to think you, yeah. I was like leaving you out. It just like, I had to be very selective and I apologize. Yes.
Yep.
Instead, she was just like, I'm having a party and you're not invited.
Come. Yep.
Yeah. The worst. So then Katie sees Lala and that's Lala's like, hey, I heard you're having a party. I just want to make sure that I wasn't invited because of any past issue you have.
Yes.
Which I think was great of Lala. She wanted to be like, I just want to know that we're
cool. There's no beef. Yeah.
Yeah. And Katie was like, you know, this is where Katie goes wrong again. She goes, well, I didn't invite you because I don't want drama or stress. And I was like, oh my God.
Lala's like, am I drama and stress? And Katie has to like walk back and be like, no. Actually,
it's a capacity
thing. And I just have a lot of industry people. I'm like, the fuck, you guys are all in fake industries right now.
Girl. Yeah. So then Lala does open up that she knows she shouldn't care about this, but it is a sensitive subject for her because she was excluded at a birthday party in elementary school.
Wait, that story was fucked up though. Those girls invited her, told her that she wasn't invited and made her sit on a curb. What parents are supervising these children?
I don't know. That's like fucking nightmarish. I also have a problem with people not including me. Mainly my friends, because that has happened to me before.
It's especially sad. When it's like, I totally understand like plans, like kind of evolve as you like start texting someone, like you want to do something with and things kind of happen. And it's just like a rolling invite. Like you shouldn't have to send anybody like physical invitations, like go out to dinner. It's like, hey, we're all going out. Like my theory is if something's talked about in front of you, you're invited, like casual things. But there's sometimes where it's like, wait, why didn't anybody bring this to my attention?
I would have loved to go.
Yeah. It's hurtful. Yeah,
I agree. I think we've all been in a situation before. This is an insecurity I've had to get over.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you're not invited, you're kind of the victim then. So you're like, why didn't you invite me? And then they have to face you and tell you.
I like that Lala like was direct.
Yeah,
with,
I do too.
With Katie. Like, I feel like I need to be more direct with my friends. Like, wait a minute. Like, why didn't you guys tell me about this? And most of the time it's like an accident.
It's an accident. Because,
like, you haven't been in communication with people for a while.
Agreed.
This is a little bit more this isn't a casual dinner.
I don't know if I would be hurt though to not be invited. Like, I'm sure Faith was like, we're not friends. Why would I go?
Yes.
Right?
Like, I think Lala's playing a storyline here.
I do too. Well, she was cool with Sheena, who's Katie's best friend. So she just thought.
Sheena was the only other person at Sir to talk to.
Exactly. To So now we go to Jax's apartment. Him and Brittany are stoop kids.
Oh my God.
No, hey Arnold, that's all I thought about. We talk about the lawyers. We're still waiting to hear from them. It could be a misdemeanor. It could be jail time in Hawaii. We don't know. Could be worse places to go to jail, though, I gotta say.
It's not like you get to have a beach access jail.
No, but you probably get to go outside for a little bit, right?
Like 1 hour a day. Who the fuck cares for your 1 hour a day?
I don't know. I'm just saying he should look on the bright side because it's not looking good.
Alicia's like, get your little swim trunks on for your 1 hour day and go lay out.
Why don't you go to your jail in Hawaii, Jax? Okay, so Brittany brings up how dumb this was. And, you know, Jax is bitching about how he doesn't have money, but he's got Brittany now working at Hooters. So she's carrying the load on this one.
It feels like now he's like, is going to stay loyal to her just because he like needs her so much, which I guess is great that he's going to stay like loyal to her. But like at this cost, what girl wants to be in a position like this?
I don't know. Jax even had to call Brittany's mom and apologize.
I'm happy. I mean, this is kind of mortifying.
Well, yeah, your daughter moves cross country to stay with this man. And then it's like,
you steal sunglasses and give them to her. That's the thing is like, then Brittany's in possession of stolen goods.
Yeah. Yeah. You put Brittany at risk too. It's all bad. Fuck yeah. It. And neither one of Brittany's parents drink. She's from a very Southern Catholic family. Christian. Yeah.
Basically conservative. They all live on the farm. I was dying when he was talking about those families. So I'm like, how the fuck did Jax get involved in this family?
Well, Brittany, they met in Vegas and she was probably drunk and she loves tequila shots, this bitch.
Do you remember, or like, can you imagine like Brittany calling her parents saying she's moving across country for this random ass guy?
No, because my parents would have watched the reality show just to see who I'm moving with.
My parents would have committed me.
Yep. 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 They would have been like, don't move in with him at least. At the very least, just move to LA.
My dad would have paid for an apartment just so I didn't move in with Agreed. This guy.
So then Jax randomly farts. And then we go to a date with Kristen and Alex.
With a K.
With what?
It's A-L-E-K-S.
Yeah, I love that. Alex.
I'm kind of into it. I want to know if he has a full name. Like, is this just a nickname? Like
Alexander? But like not.
But with a K?
I don't know. I love it. But we get alcohol. Kristen orders the biggest drink possible, which made me think she doesn't really know this guy. But they've been friends for a while. So
yeah, because they gave us that flashback where Jax knows him from last year or last season.
And somehow Alex is nothing like Jax because Alex has his shit together. He has a career. He's a gentleman. He's sweet, funny, hot. And a man.
Okay, we see that Kristen and James have the same quality for disses and like adjectives.
Yeah. They just need to be attractive, basically.
Yeah.
And have some sort of income. Because we don't know what Alex does.
No, but I mean, he looks pretty cute.
He looks great. This is someone I would totally date.
Most put together person on this show outside of Lisa and Ken.
Agreed. So Kristen dumped Kevin because he didn't have his shit together. He moved right in with her. But, you know, the date's going well. And then Kristen lets Alex know she packed a bag. So their options are she could sober up and go home, or she can keep drinking and then sleep on his couch, which I doubt is what's going to happen.
I know.
Kristen,
I'm like, don't sit here. Thing where you're like, I'll just take the couch. And it's like, of course, I'm waiting for you to offer your bed.
Don't try and fool the Bravo audience, Kristen. We fucking got you pegged.
I love the offer to be like, I can sober up and go home.
Or we can have some more fun. And he's like, we'll see what happens, because he's not going to say yes or no. He's a man of mystery.
I love it.
And so Kristen and Alex discuss how Kristen has changed a lot because she respects herself now. And Alex says he wouldn't have dated her if she's who she was a year ago, which I appreciate. He was
And honestly, I don't have to give her credit. Like, she has like reined it in a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Like, she's actually fun.
she's like back in the neutral zone. Like she's just not the crazy Kristen who was freaking out all the time, chain smoking 24/7. She smokes the casually chain now.
Smoking was bad. Okay, so then we go to Sir. Lisa's here, talks to Katie and Sheena. Katie tells Lisa about her launch party, and Sheena says she'll may, or Lisa says she'll maybe show up. Sheena's obviously gonna fucking be there. But Lisa's not gonna pucker or pout. Ha ha, got us. So then Katie's gonna order some apps from Sir. She's gonna pay. She does get her employee discount. Shout out.
We can't give her too much support, says Lisa. No. Like,
because then we lose her as a server. Which, exactly. Like, can't happen. So then Lisa brings up Stassi coming by, and Katie says she doesn't want to handle Stassi at all. Stassi made her bed, and now mm-hmm. she can lie on it, and she moved on, and she's happy in her life, and she's got a new best friend who's still here hyping her up, hasn't said a word.
Sheena's like, I'm right here. It's me. It's job me, filled. It's me. Don't need any other applicants.
Us against the world, baby. I'm married, but I'll get rid of him.
Oh, Sheena would do that in a heartbeat. Second.
So, Sir, I'm assuming the next day, because now we're opening the restaurant, but technically it doesn't open until 5:30. Lalo wants to talk to James about the text, and James apologizes. And Lala says, well, it happens a lot, so yeah, stop doing it maybe. And Lala doesn't appreciate the mean text. And then James kind of gaslights her for eating ass. Which is like,
oh my God, he cannot get over. He's like so pissed that she did this little rim job or whatever it's called, and then kissed him the next morning, which I'm like, I wholeheartedly believe.
The next night she hooked up with him.
Oh, it was like 24 hours later?
I think so, because she woke up next to this guy she gave a rim job to, probably washed her mouth.
Exactly.
Went out, made out with James.
Are you never going to kiss me ever again?
Yeah, you got. Also, I'm sure James was the aggressor on that one. He should have, if he was 100%. That concerned, he should ask everyone, have you been eating ass recently? Should I kiss you with my tongue? That's on you, my guy.
And Lala says, like, I laid out those ground rules at the photo shoot. And she did. They gave us the replay. And she was so clear about it.
We're just friends.
We're friends who kiss. And we can do whatever we want. And, like, we can't get mad at each other for it.
Also, James hooked up with Lala right after he hooked up with that girl, Lauren.
Yeah, so that was, like, last season, right? Whenever. Yeah. Oh, wait, no. At the beginning of the season at Pride.
At Pride. Yeah. Feels like last season because we took a giant break. But that's some bullshit. And James is still like, what? How dare you try and pull facts on me? I'm just going to gaslight you some more for eating ass.
It's just, he like wants to be the only person Lala has eyes for. And that's not the case. So you need to decide if you're just going to move on, because clearly you can't handle this, or take what she's giving you. Friends who kiss.
But you like can't get mad like this. Like this man is out of control mad.
Like she so clearly communicated this to you. And the best is he just like blows up and like
he blows up.
He's like, you're just so stupid.
Yeah. You're a whore. You're stupid. Enjoy eating that ugly guy's ass. And she's like, I will. Thank you. Goodbye. I don't think guys like recognize that when you look crazy, we enjoy that, and we're just going to sit there and take it because it's so funny.
It's so laughable.
It's so dumb.
And you like screaming at me, does like nothing. Whatever you think you're trying to get out of me, you immediately lost it whenever you're going to start calling me stupid.
Yeah. The only time you're getting me hyped up is if you do something to my friend. If you're actually coming at me for something, fine.
I'll just laugh at you.
Literally don't care. So now we're at Pucker and Pout party setup. Sheena's here. She's going to help with everything. She's the number one worker bee. Everyone else can fucking suck it. This party
will go well.
Get the fuck out of here, Schwartz. Don't even matter. Okay, so Katie's talking to her business partner, Jennifer. We will never see her again, probably. We're setting up for this party. Schwartz lets Katie know if Stassi shows up or if Jack starts stealing gift bags, let him know, because somehow Tom Schwartz is the one that's going to take care of this. So.
But he did not bring anything for the bar. Don't worry, Sandoval did.
Yeah, of course. Why would anyone not trust Sandoval?
He's like, do you have your cocktail shaker? And he's like,
no.
Sandoval's like, yeah, I brought one because I knew you won it.
Like, I, even if I'm Katie, right, and I'm dating Tom Schwartz,
I would call Sandoval.
I'm straight up like, hey, Sandoval, I'm throwing a party. Can you help keep my husband in line?
Yeah, it's like, can you do everything and then also babysit Schwartz and pretend like he's doing things?
Yeah, take my fiance, because if this goes wrong, he's actually never going to be my husband. Figure that out. And Tom Sandoval's like, we can't have that happen.
Nope.
Schwartz's happiness is above all else.
Got to protect my BFF.
I love him. Okay, so... we're at Kristen's apartment. Kristen's getting all ready. She actually looks really good these episodes. Yes,
but this is awkward with them living together, being like, I'm going to Katie's party. Bye. Yeah.
Stassi's just been looking at apartments. She's home now. Kristen, though, tries to hype Stassi up. She's like, you don't have to get an apartment. I love rooming with you because we have slumber parties and we drink alcohol all the time. And I was like, this bitch is living the life I wish I could.
This is college life. You're like, I love living together.
I love how she's 30 and she's like, this is my dream. And I'm like, yeah, you're my dream, Kristen. Somehow I'm relating to you the most.
Season 4 Kristen is like kind of hilarious.
It's my vibe. So Kristen unblocked James' number and all these drunk texts came through, including one that says, how do you not still love me? And Kristen's like, I'm dating this really hot guy who has a career and he's going to come to this blog party that Stassi can't come to with me and I'm happy. Which is like great vibes.
There is nothing worse than getting like, or there is nothing better than being like the happy one post and being like, you're crazy and I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I'm not the one drunk texting, even though that's usually the vibe. Not 100% here, me. Not anymore. So I also love that Kristen probably is a big drunk texter, but now she's like roasting James for doing it. But
here's the thing. I don't think she's the James types of drunk texter. I bet she's like, hi, what are you doing?
Yeah. What? I miss you. Do you miss me?
Yeah.
So Sandoval's like, no.
I'm a converser when I'm drunk. I want to talk to everyone when I'm drunk.
I don't. I forget my phone exists.
Oh, I just love texting people. I love FaceTiming people drunk. It's so dumb.
Don't call me when I'm drunk. I will not notice my phone is ringing. But Stassi's upset because this feels like the engagement again, where she's not invited and she's going to miss a big thing in Katie's life. And Kristen, she wasn't around for when the blog got started, you know, but Stassi was, which I need a timeline because Kristen set up Tom and Katie 6 years ago, but this blog is only, I think,
I wonder if he means like she wasn't really involved and Stassi was involved with the creation of the blog.
I mean, like, maybe.
Are you looking it up?
Should I?
We never really got word about this prior, I feel like, to this season. So I bet this was started like season one, but Oh, you know what? Maybe whenever Kristen was exiled, they started it.
Oh, maybe. Good call. Okay, so Stassi, as we know, used to have a fashion blog. So she helped Katie start her Pucker and Pout blog. And it's just another reminder. Stassi
does still have a blog, but she doesn't talk about it.
Oh, does she?
I think so. I mean, when this is airing, now she does not in current 2022 timelines, but...
Maybe. I mean,
and remember Lisa and Pandora had that blog?
Yeah, but Stassi's clearly not writing for that magazine anymore.
Oh god, all the blogs.
So it's just another reminder that Stassi's missing out on milestones. So Kristen suggests talking to Schwartz.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he could help. And Stassi just wants to let Katie know that she regrets everything, and Schwartz could actually help get that message across. So we will see.
Yep.
So then we go to Sir. James and Max are chilling, the dynamic duo. And James is like, hey, Max, was I rude to your mom? And Max is like, yeah, but it's fine. You're super stressed. Which, like, what? About what? Give us the details. So then James is already super mad. He takes his anger to the next level.
Oh my God.
Because these girls.
This is when he says the F word every 5 seconds.
Yeah.
These fucking chicks.
Think they can play around and lie and eat ass when like no one lied about anything.
No.
And the
honestly, people were so direct. So you knew what was going on and got pissed about it.
Hey, James, I'm going to literally hook up with other people. And he goes, okay, agreed. And then when you do it, he gets very upset and calls you a liar.
Yeah.
So now James is thinking about Kristen, and you know, she took really good care of him because she was basically like his mom because he was a child.
Oh God. It's insane how he's like fantasizing about this relationship that was so toxic.
He's romanticizing the shit out of it. Yes. So James wants to talk to Kristen, and he heard through the grapevine that Kristen's going to be at Katie's launch party. So should they go? And Max is like, that's a dope idea, which like is not.
Not a good idea.
But was Max, and no one is mad that Max shows up. So is Max invited because he's related to Lisa?
I think that's one thing. I think Max can't get yelled at because Lisa's there. Like, so it's hard to yell at mom. I think they all know he came with James, but it's hard to be like, Max, what are you doing here? When like his mom's standing right there. But also Max isn't there to cause like shit. You know, he's just like following James.
Yeah. He's here for the storyline.
Yes.
So we're at the Pucker and Pout party. It's interactive. You can get a braid or get your brows done. And Sandoval, of course, chooses to get his brows done. And it's actually quite a science. And he's letting the lady doing his brows what he normally does. And like don't fuck it up.
Here's my standard operating practice. And yeah. Like, she plucks one thing and he's like, what are you doing?
Let me check. So then he also lets this lady know not to let him look like Jax because he looks straight out of Jersey Shore. We just can't have that here.
His Jax's eyebrows are a little too groomed.
It looks like he got Botox right there. And yep. So they go up.
Oh my God. Your eyebrows are exactly his when he did that.
So Schwartz is the bartender, as we know, which is like not great, but
remember when he abandoned that shift?
Yeah, hilarious, honestly. So then Lisa and Ken are here, and Ken literally wants to leave before they set foot in there, but they're only gonna be Lisa's here for like, 10
we
minutes.
Just gotta go to support and say hello.
Yeah, and of course they walk up these stairs, and the first thing they see is Kristen's ass and her romper. Lisa's like, great, of course. Kill me. So she goes straight for Schwartz because she heard he was bartending and she's gonna get her Vanderpump Sangria if it fucking kills her.
And Schwartz is in love.
He's a little sweaty. It's very cute. So then Lisa tells Jax, please don't ask about work, you're still suspended. And he's like, I got a sugar mama who's at Hooters right now.
Fucking Hooters, she's bringing it all in.
Not a Hooters girl, Lisa, I don't need you anymore. So then James walks in, he crashes. He's got this big baggy white sweatshirt, but it's not a sweatshirt because it's too light to be a sweatshirt, but it looks like a sweatshirt. Short sleeved with a hood.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the weather is like in LA, but this is nuts. So Katie sees him and she's like, oh fuck. But they go straight for Ken and Lisa because no one can yell at them if they go by Ken and Lisa.
I know.
And Lisa are both like, hey, what's up?
It's like the safety zone. If you're playing like capture the flag, you like have your safe zone and it's like, nope, I'm over here. You can't touch
me. You can't touch me. Cause I'm here with Max, who's the son of Lisa, second favorite child. So I'm
technically invited because Max is Lisa's plus one and I'm Max's plus one and invites don't work that way, but tonight they do.
Sheena goes up to James and is like, what are you doing here? And he straight up says he crashed it. He's like,
My God. I actually really appreciate him being like, I'm crashing this party. And Sheena has no words for it.
And she's like, why are you crashing? And he's like, I'm going to talk to Kristen. Obviously I'm going to go do that right now. So he leaves Max with his parents and Max is like, I have to stay in the safe zone or else I might be kicked out. So James, I don't know why you're leaving. So then Kristen's talking to Alex and then James is like, hey, Kristen, like this, your guy, nice to meet you. Shakes Alex's hand and is like, I'm being a man right now. We should go talk. And
Kristen's if you like, have to say you're being a man, you're not being a man.
And then Kristen's like, I don't really want to go talk. Like there's my boundary. And he's like, Kristen, I'm coming to you as a person and you're the one being disrespectful.
I'm being
right now.
Really respectful. I shook your man's hand. Now you need to come talk to me.
Yeah. So he heads downstairs and Kristen's like, should I talk with him? And Alex is like, go, I'll set a timer. And she's like, okay. And so she heads downstairs and she has a makeout sesh with Alex and then she heads downstairs.
We're kind of back to crazy Kristen season 3.
James is like, you came. And Kristen's like, what up? What do you want? She went from like, bye Alex to what up?
Yeah.
What do you want? And James just doesn't understand why Kristen is so standoffish.
He's like, I know you just want a reaction from me. All you're going to do is fight with me. So like, what do you want from me?
the last time Kristen and James hung out, he spit on her door. So why would Kristen be upset? I don't understand.
Well, I think she's like, I know where this is leading because she has grown. I think she sees how much he triggers her and like he just wants to trigger her.
Why wouldn't Kristen be standoffish? Yeah. Why? Someone give me a good reason because I cannot think of one.
Even if like he didn't spit on her door, like this is how you would interact with any ex where it didn't end well.
Yeah. And then Kristen's like, she tells him she's happy. Life is beautiful and great and all that. And Kristen or James is like, you're not fucking happy. And Kristen's like,
happy people don't say they're happy.
Men don't say they're being men. So we're all in this together. But he just wants to hug it out and be chill. And Kristen's like, my boundary is no.
Wait, you came to this party to give her a hug and be chill. What the fuck, James?
And then when she's like, no, thanks. He's like, you know what? You're ugly. Like you're dating this ugly man. You're a bitch and a whore. Blah, blah, blah. Back to our
wonderful disses.
Yeah. I'm a man.
Stupid.
You're a loser. I'm awesome. And Kristen just sits there and is trying not to laugh like we all were. Any of us would have looked like this. And then he's like, and I'm done. And your boyfriend's ugly. And then he leaves. And Kristen's just like, okay.
Great.
So then Katie comes down.
Kristen has grown. Last season, Kristen would have been screaming right back at him. Would have punched him. You would have heard them all the way up the stairs.
Yeah. So then Katie comes down and she's like, you okay? And then Alex is here and he's like, are you okay? And Kristen's like, are we drinking or what? He's
like, let's party.
In effect, me.
Yes, queen.
So then Katie thanks everyone tonight for the success of this launch party. And we're excited for the future. And then Schwartz is over talking to Sandoval and he got a text. He's like, Sandoval, look at this text I got. And Sandoval goes, oh my God, 504, that's Stassi. Like, what is that an area?
Yeah.
Is that
it must be
Louisiana?
It must be. But I was also thinking, like, wait, we all deleted her number?
Yeah. A, we all deleted her number. B, it is the greater New Orleans area, as it says on Google. So Stassi texted Schwartz and says she wants to get through to Katie. So she wants to talk to Schwartz because she thinks that would be like a really good, you know, starting point.
Stone, yeah.
And Sandoval's like, no, this should not happen. Because when I was friends with Stassi, she never did anything nice for me, which makes a lot of sense.
I can't remember one nice thing she did. Can you?
And Schwartz is like, no, now that you say that to me, I can't think of anything.
Schwartz but blows in the wind more than a flag would. Like,
yeah. So he does want to like tell Stassi to piss off, but he can't do it. But he's so proud of Katie. What does he do?
It is tough because like I would have a hard time saying no to this. Like I would feel bad being Schwartz, like not even entertaining the conversation. But at the same time, like you should have your fiance side and just, if she doesn't want you to go, then don't go.
We'll get there. But I think Schwartz handled this fantastically, the whole situation. I think he did a really good job.
I think there's only one thing he did wrong when he talks to Kate. He talks to Katie about it and Katie says that she doesn't want him to go.
Yeah.
And I think he should have done what she wanted.
Yeah. Cause then she's like, I would love to, he goes, but I should go because I feel bad.
Like, seriously? That's the only thing that like, I feel like he should have given her opinion a little bit more weight.
Yeah. And he kept saying he wants to know if it's sincere or if there's an angle. And both Lisa and Katie are like, there's an angle. And he's like, I have to find out for myself. Schwartz is that person that has to know the hard way. So if you tell him the stove is hot, he has to touch it just to make sure.
100%.
He's that guy. So then we're looking at Ariana's dope ass brave. Did I say brave or braid?
You said brave, but
dope ass braid.
But she's really brave.
She's a brave person. Schwartz and Katie are super cute. And then Schwartz tells Stassi that he will meet with her. He's not a fan, but he wants to look her in the eye and figure out what's up with her. But he does say he's got Katie's back on this one.
We'll see.
So then we go to Kristen's apartment where Stassi's chilling on her arch nemesis's couch. Ha ha. But she needs to suck up her pride. So she heads to the bar because we get like a voiceover how she's always been close with Schwartz. She feels like they had their own friendship. So she sits at the bar. She tells the waitress to keep them coming. Probably a vodka soda. That's what it looked like. Schwartz shows up. his voiceover is he's always had a good friendship with Stassi, but the last impression he has of her is Stassi hurting Katie. So that's not going to fly with him.
Yep. Paint to the water.
Beyonce. So they're at the table. Stassi opens up with, this is awkward as fuck, which is a good icebreaker. So it's been a year since Schwartz has even heard from Stassi. And Stassi's like, I know, I've been drinking all day. I'm so nervous. And Schwartz is like, great, wasn't thinking that. But he explains that Stassi was always a bitch and horrible, but she was endearing in a way. And it was like likable. However, the endearing buffer really like went away. And now she's just a horrible bitch. And
he's just like going on this full monologue. And I loved it. And her
face was like, what? It just
slowly drops even more the longer he talks.
I don't think anyone has ever heard Schwartz say like super mean things to anyone but Katie.
No, yeah.
And so now he's like fully, he goes on to say that when Stassi ditched Katie, Katie was so hurt and Katie really cared for her and the door was open for a really long time, but now the door is closed and Stassi's just crawling back because she has nothing else in her life, blah, blah, blah. Your life's gone to shit, Stassi. And Stassi's ego was overinflated. And yeah,
man,
she was a fucking bitch.
She's like reading her like a book and she obviously starts crying because I mean, she,
no, he's spitting. First she goes, I'm sorry, did I like kill your dog or something?
Oh yeah.
And Schwartz was like, don't get defensive. I swear to God.
I will get up from this table and walk away if you get defensive, which I think really helped make the conversation way more honest.
Yeah, because then Stassi says she is the type of person to cut people off. And that's a fault of hers and she's realizing it. And then Schwartz lets her know, like, Katie not responding isn't like malicious. It's just that she's indifferent with you, which is probably like the worst thing that could happen. And that's when Stassi cries. She knows that's true.
It is like when you're indifferent to someone, because like when you hate someone, you still care about them. When you're indifferent, it's
living or breathing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So Stassi's upset. She doesn't understand why everyone else is forgiven. And Schwartz is like, well, those people have redeeming qualities. And she's like, I don't. And he's like, well, when you like disappear also, and tell us all left. The fuck off.
Yeah.
You can't just say fuck off and get on a plane and expect us to sit here and be like, but what are her redeeming qualities?
Yeah. Or like, I really want to forgive her. Like, you don't need to forgive someone who's not in your life.
No. Yeah. She chose to fully leave.
Yeah. And to be honest, this is definitely a defense mechanism. I do this too. Not you as leave. Severely and like scream at people and then leave. But like, when I get hurt, my thing is just to back away. Like if you've upset me and hurt me, I will end up just back, like in a sense, backing up. And at a certain point, then we're no longer going to be in each other's lives.
Yeah. I've never done that with a group. I do that with individual people, but still crazy. Good. I can do it too, but I can always be in a room with those people. Like, I feel like Stassi would always be like,
I agree. Yeah. No. Like it really overtakes her. I could be in a room with those people. I just, I don't find value in continuing a relationship.
I agree.
And continue to hurt me, but I don't think this is the same thing.
No, because if we leave, like, I mean, we're like
the Kristen situation. That is someone you like remove from your life because it's toxic.
Yeah. But like, okay. So we're rational. When we choose to cut someone out, we know that we're the ones stopping it, putting up our boundaries. So we're probably never going to want.
And I feel like this we think about it again. A lot. Like,
yeah,
it has to get to such a point where like you're now exiting my life.
Stassi's the one that's like, I left and now I want to come back and reverse that. And it's like, no, when you leave, you have to know that that relationship, there's done. A good chance it's not going to be fixed.
Yes. Yep.
So Stassi just wants to be Katie's friend and call her and sit on the couch and do nothing. And Schwartz is like, that's great, but you dipped. So
it's unlikely to change for a while.
And then he's like, so what's changed? And Stassi says she didn't value history before, but now she does. And Schwartz is like, oh my God, she's humble. And so they have a good convo and he lets Stassi know that he doesn't hate her and they have an engagement party coming up and he would love for her to come. And Stassi's like, that's fantastic, which was bad. Schwartz
should not have said that. I know. I was like, ooh, because it's the way he phrased it. Like, I wish he would have said, I wish you could come.
Yeah. It, or if you become cool with Katie, I think you can come to that. But like today, you're not coming. But the
only thing he does say is like, because he's like, it's in 3 weeks. And she's like, oh my God. And he says, I don't think things will be solved with Katie before then. So I think he does end up leveling her expectations.
Yeah. So Sassy really wants to go though, and she hopes Schwartz believes her. And he's like trying to, but he's like not that thrilled.
I think he like sees she has changed. It's not, obviously she's still coming.
But he likes Katie like this.
Yeah, that's the thing, is I think there's a lot to weigh in his head. I think he sees that Stassi has done some growing, but is it enough to completely like come back and like take the bad?
We talk a lot about mean girls on this podcast. Stassi's a mean girl. It's who she is.
Absolutely.
She's a mean
girl. It's her personality trait.
So if you're associated with a mean girl by default, you kind of become mean because that's the vibe of the group. Katie has since been removed from mean girl status. I think Katie's still a little mean, but she's not queen bee mean. So
I think
she's more
Katie's
enjoyable.
More insensitive than mean.
That's it.
Like telling you people you can't come to my party is not the best. But it's not like, fuck you, you can't come.
Yeah, okay, I stand corrected. Katie is insensitive. Stassi's mean. Yes. But I think when you're a mean girl or associated with mean girls, you're kind of mean to everyone, including your partner. So now that Katie's not hanging out with Stassi,
it rubs off. Nice, you were Katie. You were the five people you're closest to. So like, if somebody is like negative and mean, you're gonna like attract some of that, and it's gonna rub off on you.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But next time, Schwartz lets Katie and Jax know that he invited Stassi to the engagement party, and Katie is pissed, and Jax is a little pissed too. And somehow Katie and Jax are on the same team, which is absolutely hilarious. Huh. Stassi wants to get closer to Katie by using everyone else. The Toms get reprimanded for not doing that sangria shit that we all knew they were never gonna do. And Schwartz needs to get a job. And Jax is the number one guy in the group.
Oh, the thing that was rent-free in our brain. I can't wait.
We make jokes about this all the time. I will tell Meredith, I should more, but there was a time when I was like, Meredith, I'm the number one girl on the podcast.
I'm like, go for it. No,
she's like, great.
Just like happy people don't say that they're happy. Number one people in the group never say it.
You're right. Hilarious. I love
you're either a leader or a follower, and Jax thinks he's a leader, but he's actually a follower. Jax leads in the wrong direction.
I'm kind of neither. I just chill.
Alicia's a party of one.
if I want to follow you, I will. If you want to follow me, that's cool. I don't really give a fuck either way. Okay, so we got to do accepted and blocked. I know who I'm blocking.
Me too.
Great, let's block him.
3, 2, 1.
James. It was a bad episode.
I can't even with that like fucking sweatshirt, even down to the sweatshirt. I'm done.
That sweatshirt was horrendous. Sheena tried to take off the
she's like, how about we don't?
He's like, that's the style.
He's like, it's all part of the vibe. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm you're blocked just for that comment.
So yeah, James, I didn't love going off, gaslighting Lala, not appreciating the boundaries she has set up, then coming at Kristen, who somehow is happy. Leave her alone. This is the Kristen I like.
I'm really proud of Kristen for not going in. I feel I'm going to accept Kristen. I really think she's
nice.
I think she's with a like mature guy, and she's keeping pretty level-headed. Like, you can't like say that nobody will ever get to you. Like, I think James got to her a little bit in that conversation, but not too much. And I think she's treating like she's really riding the line between Stassi and Katie very well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like that she respected Katie's wishes to not have Stassi come to her thing.
That is how you like be friends with people who don't get along. And I wish Sheena could do that with Kristen and Ariana a little bit more.
Ha, jokes. She's not besties with Ariana anymore. Fuck that bitch. She's got Katie. Okay. So I'm going to accept Schwartz. Because I think he had a good episode in supporting Katie with his pucker and pout. I really enjoyed how proud he was of her. And I think he did really good talking to Stassi, because the bar is set very low for Schwartz. He does not have a backbone to his name, but this man stood up for his fiance. He did a bad thing by inviting her to the engagement party, but he put that bitch in her place and made her cry and did not feel bad about it.
He's
like, stop crying, I'll leave. So I liked it. 10 out of 10. It was a good episode. But I'm excited for number one guy in the group.
Me
I have to be honest,
too.
That line lives in my head rent-free, but I could not tell you what was happening when that was said.
I can't either. And I think it's, this isn't really a spoiler, but like it has come up, like that saying has come up in like other seasons, but maybe it's just like we've talked about it and related to other seasons.
I think so.
So I'm like, what am I remembering it exactly from? I just know it's a saying we say.
I know they're drunk and they're at a party and I cannot tell you.
No, it looked like it was in an apartment.
Oh my God. They're at a house party. I don't know. I know nothing about this. I'm so excited.
It looked like it was just Jackson Sandoval. Like talking.
I'm the number one guy in the group. What? Right, well,
it's like, I can't wait. No words.
We're going to talk about that for at least 45 minutes. Yes. The rest of the podcast, we're going to just fly through next week. Be ready. Thanks for listening. Remember, be sure to follow us on Instagram at Vanderpost and join our Patreon so you don't have to wait to listen to this.
And our Facebook group. Add some links into our Facebook group. Like, I want people to do stuff. Please bring it back. It used to be so good. But join us for our after show.
Yeah.